You're on daf, the Sam Dalad Amid Beis. You still have to learn Taisvis on the previous sugya. We hear the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Nosson if Bishas, the Kedushin, he had said, Yeshli Boni, and Bishas Misasa, he said, Ainli Bonim, he's Nemo. If Rebbe holds, he's not Nemon to say Ainli Bonim, because since when he said Yeshli Bonim, he has an Nemonis of Migu. If he had wanted to, he could have told her, instead of saying Allah Yeshli Bonim to calm her down, he could have told her he'll give her a get Kaidim Misasa. So if he says Yeshli Bonim, that's a Yichach, he's telling the truth. So that's equivalent to Edim. So this Migu has an amonus of Edim, and it's Oikel, the Chazoke, that was till now, that she was Becheskas Skuke, that Ein Loi Bonim. So the Migu puts her now in a matzav of Ein Zekuke, and if Bishas Mise, he says, Ainli Bonim, so he's saying Kenegad HaChazaka. That's the Svar of Rabbi. And Rav Nosson holds that Migu is equivalent to a Chazaka, not equivalent to Eidim. She had a Chazaka Kenegad HaChazaka. Before she got married, she was Becheska Sukuke, that Ainli Bonim. The Migu makes a Chazaka Kenegad HaChazaka. So if he's not Choyzer, Bishas Mise, so it's, so we have a Biro, or besides Chazoke, Kenek Chazoke, we have a Biro of an Odom Choytoi, Veloy Loy. Why should he say now that Ein Loy Bonim, why should he remain now by saying Yesh Loy Bonim, an Odom Choytoi, Veloy Loy? But if he's Choyzer, and he says, Bishas Misa Ein Loy Bonim, and there's no Chazoke of Yesh Loy Bonim, so he's Nemon to say now Ein Loy Bonim. This is the Svara of Rav Nosson. Now let us see Taisvis. Rebbe Sova Mali Lishaker Perish HaKuntres Lishas Kedushin Ka'edim Domim. The Migu of Shas Kedushin is equivalent to Edim. Va'okelei Lechazoke Da'ava Marzakinelei Mikore Ba'achi. So the Migu is Oikel, the Chazoke, that we marzakin and meikore, the Ba'achi v'loi beboni, the Kaimulei hach itse becheska shein zekuke leyobon. Now, because of the Chazoke, because of the Migu, we assume now she's becheska shein zekuke leyobon. We believe him yesh leibonim. V'chi osi bishas mise la'afuki mecheskoso. Now, Rabbi holds, if bishas mise, he comes now to say, Ainli Bonim, she wants to be mafkia her from the Cheskas Ainizakuke, Lav Kol Kamine. So he's not Nemo. But Amnosin Sova, Mali Lishake, Kechazoke Domi. Amnosin knows Mali Lishake is not equivalent to Eidim. It's a Chazoke. Vloy Osi Chazoke, Vokra Chazoke. So this Chazoke of Mali Lishaka, which is telling us she's an Einer Zekuke, is not because to be Eike, the Chazoke, which is an existence before his Hagode, which was that she is Becheska Zekuke. She would be Becheska Zekuke. Perish Mikoris Haves Hai Itza Becheska Zekuke Liyova. Shrei Murzik Lon Ba'ochi Veloi Beboni. V'chihoda Oma Beshas Kedushin Yesh Libonim. So, Bemeli Lav the Hoda by Bishas Mise, if he wouldn't have been Chayza Bishas Mise, have a Mehema, then he'd be Nema. The Oma Mali Lishake, Ila Miftre be Yavam Kosi, Mot Miftre be Gitter, Shachas Kaida Misosa. Avo Ki Hoda, let's skip over the brackets, we'll come to the brackets soon. Avo Ki Hoda by Bishas Mise, but if it's his hoda by Bishas Misa, and Bishas Misa he says what Ainli Bonim, uk me a chazoke kemaisa. So then we'll put it back a chazoke kemaisa. דסאבה מעלי לשעקה כחזוקה דומי. ואין לילה כחזוקה שעושם שעושה קודם הקדושים. That is not בקויה, to be like the previous חזוק. So ממילא, we have here two חזוקס in existence. So we have like a scale that's 50-50, so whatever will be said later will be machia the scale. So memele, if later he says, like the chazokya kamaise, that ain't libonim, so she's nesa. Miyu iloi hoda be, but if he didn't say ain't libonim, so it's equivalent like bishas misi saying yesh libonim, that he had said before by the kedushin, shori l'alme, shim dein odam chayte v'loi loi. Below ice is a kuka have a hoda bishas misa. This is what Rashi had said. Be'im taima. So it comes out, but let us understand what we just said now. We just said, according to Rav Nosson, I feel according to Rav Nosson, the Machmer, if bishas misa he says, yesh li bonim, let's talk about a person who didn't say anything before. And there she was becheskas zekuka liyavo. And bishas misa, he comes and says, yesh li bonim. Bishas misa, he says, yesh li bonim. She was becheskas zekuka liyavo. And bishas misa, he says, yesh li bonim. So, afilo, according to the machma Rav Nosson, he'll be nema. Why will he be nema? Because yesh li bonim, he's saying right now, is a migul could give her again. And I also have a biru, now this is Bishas Misa, this is not talking about when they spoke to Shiddach. He said, now yesh li bonin, so have a yichoche in odom chayte v'loi loi. So memele, so he should be nemon, afil according to Rav Nosson. So Taisus is asking Akasha, that when we said pshat, when Abaye said pshat in the Mishnah, that what the Mishnah says, yesh li bonin is nemon, so Abaye said the Mishnah is speaking about he was becheskas einus akuket. Was becheskas einus akuket. That's what Abaye said. And Amar Abaye masnisen deloy muzik lomba achiv le muzik lomba bot. So Memel Abaye said the Mishnah is speaking about that she's becheskas einus akuket. And he said yesh li bonim he's nemon. And then Rashi said oh Megillus, so what he did is nemon is because later brother came against the mice. But Al Kaponim Abaye said that the Mishnah is speaking about yesh li bonim. The Mishnah is speaking about she was becheskas einus zekukin. So from the Bereisa we see that a filler she was becheskas kuke, and he says bishas misa yesh li bonim. He's also nemon. We have a tziruf of amigo plus another mchayte v'loy loy. So why did Abaye have to say the Mishnah is speaking about she was becheskas eine zekuke? The Mishnah could be speaking about she was becheskas zekuke. And if he said, the Mishnah speaking said bishas misa, mishoma bishas misosa. So bishas misosa, when he says yesh li bonim, he's coming with amigo plus another mchayte v'loy loy, and he should be nemo. That is Taisvus Kasha. Vim taimim kaina mai muki mas nisen, so why did Abaye zetaina mishne deloy muzik lon ba'achi? Afilo muzik lon ba'achi, and she's becheskas kuke, yei nemon. Bemesha omar yesh li bonim, mitam de perish akuntas, in odom chayte veloy loy. So lechayre, that Taisvus Kasha an Abaye. So Taisvus says two terutzim. One terut Taisvus says you're 100% right. This bove that it says yesh li bonim nemon did not necessarily have to speak about that she was becheskas einus kuke. This bove could be speaking about the filler she was becheskas kuke. But in the Mishnah it says another bove. It says yesh li achim einai nemon, which is also according to everyone. Now, if he said yesh li achim, and she was, the way you're saying, becheskas skuka. And he says, yesh li achim, so why should it be ein enema? So therefore, in order that we should be capable of understanding, yesh li achim ein enema, and she's mutter to get married, so that is why Abaye said it's speaking about that she's becheskas she'ein o zkuka, and now he wants to ask her, yesh li achim ein enema. That is so, that, I mean, so this akimta, there are two cases in the Mishnah, and in order not to say that each case is speaking about another tzio, so therefore, the second case, zicha, has to be speaking about, she was becheskas einas kuke, and that is why yesh liachim is not nemo. So that's why Abaye said that the first case is also speaking about becheskas she'einas kuke. But you're 100% right. Halachically, the first case could be speaking about the fellow she was becheskas kuke. Iname yesh lema. The muzik lon, now Tyson says I'm by the kazakh. If we'll say the muzik lon ba'achi, if he's muzik lon ba'achi, so, and he said, so we're saying like this. We're saying, according to everyone, afilo muzik lon ba'achi, we have two factors which make us believe that what he's saying, yesh libon. One factor is when he says Yeshli Bonim Male Lishaki could have given her a get. And that Yeshli Bonim in the Brice is speaking about that he said it Koidama Kedushin, he could give her a get. And then we have another factor, if Bishas Misa is remaining with Yeshli Bonim, so I have a Chochin Odom Choite Veloilai. But the Mishnah is not speaking about that the Yeshli Bonim was said in two stages. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Yesh Libonim was said Bishas Misosek. Nami Yeshloime, the Muzik Lon Ba'achi Lo Yenem Masha Omar Bishas Misosek Yesh Libonim. The Bishas Misa Lo Shachamei Mepota Lo Begita De Shama Ein Loi Koyach. That means, the Chazanish Epsuatsa say not Ein Loi Koyach, that means, the Mishnah is talking about, he said, there's different Shas Misa. There's a Shas Misa that the prognosis is he has another 3 days to live. And then, good, he can call a seif and aid him and give her again. Then he has a meager. But Shas Misa also includes that the prognosis is he has 20 minutes to live, and he doesn't have a enough time in order to call a seif and make a get. So the Mishnah says Shas Misa. So therefore, since Shas Misa is koilo as man, that he's not capable of giving a get, so therefore he doesn't have a mali l'shakya. Because since he knows that the end is so close, that's why he doesn't have a mali l'shakya. That's why he had to say a shakya, he had to say yesh libonim. So memele, so that is why Mashenka in the case of Rav Nosson de Braise, when he said yesh libonim, this was even before the Kedushin, he was healthy. So then he had a migu, mali l'shakya. He can go and give a get, but tell her give her a get. So there I have a mali l'shaker, but in the Mishnah I don't have a mali l'shaker because the Mishnah is speaking about all tziyurim of Shas Misa, which also include a zman that he's not capable of writing again. That is Taisvis. Now let us go back to the brackets which we had skipped over. Now, let us again look at the Loshon of Rashi, and let us look how Taisvis brings down the Loshon of Rashi, and it would seem that there are two ways how you can learn Pshat in the Migu of Mali Lishaka. Let us again see Rashi, my comma. There Rashi explains the Migu. My comma. He said, Yeshli Boni. Klayma. This is right on top of the Omer, the last line where it's still wide. My comma, klayma, lemay comma hani lehaydiba. When he said yeshli bonim, what is he accomplishing with this diba? He lemiftara miyavamu. If we're afraid that this diba is coming to patara from the yavam, who do you see? So, and that's why you don't trust him. Motzi omala. So if he wants to patara from the yavam. Why does he have to say a lie and say Yeshli Bonim? What's the Omaloi Katela Patalna Lich Migita Mechaim Somach Lemisosi? He could tell her, I don't have Bonim, I have Achim, but I'm telling you, I'm obligating myself, and I'll give you a get Somach Lemisosi. So Memele, that is the Migul. So Rashi learns that the Male, the Shaka is, he could tell her, he'll give her a get. That's the Rehita's Loshon of Rashi. Motzi Omar Lo Patan Loch Begite Bechaim Somach Lemisosin. That's a migul. As we mentioned yesterday, they're getting married, and there has to be a mutual trust between them, legabi many factors. So he should have told her right away, listen, I'm telling you, I realize the predicament, I'm telling you, kaidem misosi, I'll give a get. And that would also calm her down. Why does he have to say, Allah yeshli bonim? And this is against the chazokin. People look at him like, who are you trying to pull the blue over the eyes? So kochoch, since he said yeshli bonim, it's right, it's back in the truth. Now, let us go to the Tosfos, two lines or three lines before the brackets. Have mehemon the Oma Mali Lishaka. Yes amigo, Ila Miftara Miyavan Kosi Motsi Lemiftara Bigita Shaachas Kaida Misosi. Now Tosfos does not say Motsi Oma lo potarne loch begita, the way Rashi says, he can tell her, I'll give you again. No, motzi le miftero begita sha'achas kaidem misoso. So, the rehitis loshen of Tosfos, this is how the Dvayake wants to be mitzade to say, the rehitis loshen of Tosfos is that, before the after the Kedushim, he'll tell her, listen, you're afraid of Yibum, here's a get, the get will be chal sha'achas kaidem misoso. So Mimela, it's already, all your problems are solved. So why do you have to tell her a lie that at Yeshli Bonim, Motzi le miftero begito ikepato with a get that says it should be chal shachas koinem misos. Right? That's the migum. Ve'ein nire l'ri shenamin oisoi. That's not a migum. That is not a migum at all. So we should believe in that he says Yeshli Bonim, be'meh shomim b'shas kedushin, sh'rei daitei l'kaimo. This would be a catastrophe. If he gives her a get, that it should be chal sha'achas koidem misosis, what's going to be? So maybe this is sha'achas koidem misosis. He's not allowed to be with his wife. He's marrying an isha. Maybe you're pnuyin already. Maybe it's not a bi'ishalishus, it's a bi'iznus. I mean, you give her such a get, that it should be chal sha'achas koidem misosis. So memele, what kind of get is it? Who wants to give such a get? Yes, she's zicha batuach. That she won't fall a yibum, that's for sure. But you just ruined the marriage completely by giving her such a get. V'dayte l'kaimo. So that's he doesn't want to give such a get. So that's how it seems this would be very good pshat in Tosfos, Kasha, and Rashi. Tosfos had a different girsa, a different understanding in Rashi, that the migu is he can give her a get now, right after the Kedushin, that'll pata or sha'achas koidem misosai. So Tosfos says that such a get is a catastrophe, sha'idayte l'kaimo. So therefore, Tosfos does not like Rashi's Migu. Now, Migu, the boy yichtiv lo get b'shas kedushin, he'll write a get b'shas kedushin, a get without saying b'ne shabichah, legal shekoz man sheyirze. And the get is here, he says, if you're worried about us, I'm writing a get right after the kedushin, I'm writing a get, the get is in my possession, and when there will be a need to use the get is here already. Tosfos avagav da osa legarish beget yoshin. I mean, the get that he's making is not a lechatchila de keget, because the zman of the get is b'shas the kedushin, and between you and me they can have children, and then it would seem that if giving such a get, you're being making a pagam on the children, because people will say, Gita Kaidam Livna. So you're not allowed to write such a get. Avagav, you're not to give such a get. Avagav does lagash get Yoshmi. Come on, give it money, Choshiv Shapami. Because they said, look, it's not. I mean, we're talking about in better than to say a lie, which is connected to Chazoke. He had this eitz of writing about the Abedik again. Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah writer. Amikadesh es bita istam. What does that mean? Sarashi says, biti mikodesh es loch. Vodoy pirish eiz a man. He did not specify, b'shas the kedushin, which daughter he means. Ein ab boigreis bechlo. So that we can know, we can eliminate, and from the rehitis loshin ha-mishneh, it would seem that he has boigreis and naris, Tanois, so ein a boigres bechlal. The boigres zicher do not fall into the shaila that he marry them, because he can't marry a baigas. So Mimele, so who do we think of that he married? The ktanois. So now, I mean, so in other words, he married one of the ktanois. We don't know which one. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, but al kaponim, so the ktanois will need gitten, and the gdail, and the baigas will not need gitten. Let's see what Rashi says. Amakadish is bitis tam, bitim akadeshis loch. Veloi pirish eizoi mehem, ein ha boigrish bechlau, umataris cholodom, vein tzricha get mize, lefi she ein o bashusa ob lakasha, se zicha din min ha, so min zektaris. Case number two. Mi she yesh loi shtei kitei bonais, mi shtei noshim. He had two groups of daughters, from two wives, that means he married Rachel, and he had, let us say, the valley, he had two daughters from Rachel. And then Rachel died, and he married Leah, and he had two daughters from Leah. So he has two sets of daughters from two wives. Now, since this was the case, that he married the second wife after the first wife died, so that's for sure that the second set of daughters are younger than the first set of daughters. Now, so he has two sets of daughters. Rachel's two daughters and Leah's two daughters. Va'amar, and he said, now he tells us, Kidashti es biti hagdoilo. I remember, I was Mekadish biti hagdoilo. I remember I said, Claude, the gdoilo is Mekadesh. Like this I remember clearly. But I don't remember what the Mechuvin was then. Gdoilo shebegdoilo. The Mechuvin was the oldest daughter, or the oldest daughter from the second group, Leah's oldest daughter, or maybe I meant the younger daughter from Rachel, and I called her Gdoila because she's older than the oldest daughter from Leah. I don't remember. Yeah. Kulon asuris. So all three need gitten. Chutz min haktana shebektanis. That's for sure that Yizichel did not call the ktana shebektanis the gdoila. So she Yizichel was Yizichel not married off. The other three I have a suffix. Which one he meant? Divrei Ramei. Abyeisi oma oima kulon mutaris. All of them are mutter. Chutz min ha-gedayla shebegdaylis. The gedayla means the oldest one, and therefore all the rest are mutter. Let us see what Rashi says. Bishtei noshim, he is shenoso shniya la'acha misis harishayne. So therefore, so the seder in Shonim is that the second wife's daughters Alakochach younger than the first wife's daughters. Gedoilois kat harishayna, ketanois kat shniya, kulon asuris. Kesalka daita hafila hein meya, shekol achas kruya gedoila, eitzel ketana imeno. Gedoila means older, and each one is older than her younger sister. Abigmore porich amailoi tonis sveike, emtsois shebishtei bonis, that means, so what it just says that the Gdoila Shebegdoilas, the Ktana Shebegdoilas, there's another one, there's a middle one, there's Emtsoi Shebegdoilas, it also falls into the suffix. Fine. That is the Svara of Rameya. Kulam Motoris, Loi Mochis, Rabbi Yossi holds, there's no Shaila whatsoever. Loi mochis inish lemeima milse, the leise beile de sheila lechachom. That means, if a person, he said a loshen to tell us which daughter he's marrying. He said a loshen to tell us which daughter he's marrying. Now, if this loshen is a confusing loshen, and you have to remember pshat in this loshen, a person would never be mekadesh with such a loshen. So he's saying a dangerous lashon. He's like a tightrope walker. He's saying something. Zicher, but b'shata, he remembered what he meant to say when he said g'dayla, but he realized that this lashon might later bring about a tremendous amount of problems. So memela, so Rabbi Yossi says, if a person is mekadosh with a lashon sosum, that he's aimed l'shakeach, he's aimed to forget what he meant, so he used such a lashon, I assume this lashon means the oldest one. That's why I assume, because if it means an older one, so then we have to remember which older one he means. And he realizes a person is all to forget. So therefore, I assume G'dayla means G'dayla Shebegdaylus. Right. Case number two. Kidashti es biti aktano. Ve'eni yedei. Im ktano Shebegdaylus. Is ktano Shebegdaylus. I G'dayla Shebegdaylus. I ktano min aktano Shebegdaylus. Again, kula nasureis chos min aktano Shebegdaylus. Divrei Rameya, Rabbi Yisrael, Kulam Torahs, Chutz Min Aktanos Shebektanos, and it's the same lomdus as what we said before. The Gemara is going to explain why we need two bavos. Aktanos Bechlal. Now let's go back to the first case. The Mishnah says he said Biti Mekudeshes Loch. That was the lashon that he had said. We don't know what Biti means. So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you, the Baikras are not Bechlau, where Rashi said in the Mishnah, because Shein Abishus HaBlakache, but the Diyak is, the Baikras, Alosh and Rabim are not Bechlau, Hoktana is Bechlau. So that means, if a person says, Biti Mekudesh Esloch, and he has five daughters which are Ktanis, so all of the five daughters, there was Alosh and Sosan, he was his Mekadesh as Bitoi Stam. He didn't say anything b'shas the kedushin. He just said biti mekudesh esloch. He wasn't meforish, and I'm trying to figure out which daughters fall into the suffix. So the Tanya is telling us, well, the baigris don't fall into the suffix. But in other words, the ketanais fall into the suffix. So memele. So that means if he has five daughters which are ketanis, all five will need again. That means if you're saying that, so it's Kishpal that he said he married off one of the five Ktanis, I don't know which one, and all of them are also Lovoi, Alei, and Mishum, Achaisi, Shef. So you see, Klo, he made a Kedushin, Shem, Esun, Labia, and Kedushin. So the Gemara says, no. Achimayaskinen, Sheng Shom, Ella, Gedoy, Lo, Uktan. No, the Mishnah is speaking about he has two daughters, one Gedoyla and one Ketanah. And the Ketanah comes to tell us that, the two daughters, he says, Bit Mekdesh, I'll tell you, which the Biti is, I'll spill the beans. It has to mean the Ketanah, because the Gedoyla can't marry off, so it means the Ketanah. So my mail is finished. Frag the Gemara, Baboy Grois Ketani. I'm sure it doesn't say, but it would say Elosh and Yochid. Ein ha-boigeres bechlau. So then you could mean that boigeres is ha-bechlau. So who does it mean? It means the ktana. So we're talking about a loshen yochid. But if the you start off with a loshen rabim, ein ha-boigeres bechlau, so the diik is, but the ktana is ar bechlau. So we're speaking about more than one ktana. So it's mesurim shem, kedushin shem mesurim labiyah. So the Gemara says, my boigeres the alma. Boigreis means boigreis dalma. That means we are speaking about if you have 20 fathers who had, each one had two daughters, and all of these 20 fathers said, biti stam mekodesh esloch. So from all these 20 fathers, the 20 boigreis, each one has two daughters, the 20 boigreis are not bechlal, because they can't marry off the boigreis. So by all these 20 instances, by all these 20 conditions, the ktanis are bechlal. Ktanis means the ktano of each father. But so the Loshon Rabim is going on, not that he had more than one daughter, we're talking about 20 fathers who had, each one had two daughters. So we say the Baigreis are not Bechlau, the Ketanis are Bechlau. But it's only two daughters. Let us see what Rashi. Ochi Gassinen, O Ketanis Bechlau, Bechlau, Yesham Shtei Ketanis, Vigalus Vuki Haiminai, Babel Dushishem Esum Labia. הלך הסופק החיישי שם אפילו הוכיח ובכלל סופק, כדו שצריך את זה. דוגמר שיש שם שם אלו גדוי לו קטן, בגרס הקטן, וכיוון זה בגרס, כדו שבין כאן סופק, כמות בקטן. רק דגמר אבל בוי גרייס קטוני, זה מה שמתו, והוא תחבו עושה את הידוק, זה בוי גרייס אינה בכלל, או קטן או הסתובה בכלל. מוסס בוי גרייס דעלמה, שכל איש ואיש המקדשים אס בנייסיים, all fathers who marry off their daughters, and all these fathers have two daughters, סתם, אין הבוי גרייס בכלל, so the בוי גרייס of all these 20 fathers are not bechlau, o ktane is bechlau, och rein de leke alloche o de ktane. Bahai de mitaretz, she ain shom elu gdoi lo ktane. I mean, that what the Gemara says, that it is speaking about, that there's one gdoi lo and one ktane. So Rashi is between you and me, who would in the abi boigeres tuve, there can be 20 boigeres in the family. The ikar is that there's one ktane, that's the, given the einem bechlau, the ktane, Avalu Kedushin. Elohim no ked achas gabi begeres. Pshim de mivilei lemidi ktane is to midi gdeilis. That means if you're going to tell me, the Mishnah didn't speak about that he has ktanes. The whole thing, I'm a dayik from the Losh. Ein ha begeres bechlal. So vayis tois, but there's other daughters, the ktanes ha bechlal. So the minute you say begeres is a Losh in Rabim, is eish kishpat from the Mishnah, that there are ktanes also in the family. So then we're getting involved with Lushin Shem Yisur and Labiyya. That is why the Gemara say, no, but it means ain't a boigeres bechlal. The Loshen boigeres, it means boigeres dalma for all the fathers who have boigeres. So ain't a boigeres bechlal. Frag the Gemara, pshite, so what is the Mishnah telling me? So the Mishnah is telling me a story, that a person had two daughters, and he can't marry the Gdoyla, he can only marry the Ktane. The Ktane is married. So like the Gemara, pshite, Boigres, Maya Vidatai, he can't marry the, that's what he's telling me. He's telling me he can't marry the Boigres, that I know. He's telling me that the Ketan is married, that I know. It's a process of elimination. So my male, what is the Mishnah telling me? Let us see Rashi. Pshita, the Kivin, the ancient male, the Doyle Ketano. So Pshita, the Doyle, I'm Kadesh, I'm Kadesh, Maya Vidatai, the Ove Vidatai Boigres. I mean, how could the father marry the Boigres? He's telling me that he's not marrying off the Boigres. How could he marry the Boigres? If we would say the way we understood in the beginning, that is talking about he has five boigeres and five ktanes, it's a chlashminen. So really, ain't a boigeres bechlal is really no chiddush, that's for sure. But he wants to come to tell us, mishum diyukid idei ha ktanes bechlal. He wants to tell you the diyuk of ain't a boigeres bechlal. But ha ktanes bechlal, lemem, red gdushem, so lebi, ha gdushem. But now you're telling me that there's only one begeres and one ktano, so that the begeres is not bechlal. I know, and I don't need the tana to tell me. Now what the ktano is bechlal, I also don't need the tana to tell me. So what is the Mishnah telling us? So the Gemara says, oh, no, we're talking about a case that the begeres made him a shliach, that he should marry her off. That means al kaponim, that should also go in the suffix. She made him a shliach to marry her off. So now he has two daughters to marry off, one b'teres shlichis, and one b'teres av. And now we have a prospective chosen, and the ones then, and he says, biti mekodesh eslo, biti stam. My daughter is I'm marrying to you, Kadesh is love. So the Mishnah is saying, Mao de Taimiki Mikaba Kedusha Daiti Dinoka Mikabo. I mean, she also goes into the Sufik Al Kaponim. Then we're getting back into the Shaila of Kedusha Shemesum Labia. Kamash Malon, so that's the Kedusha of the Mishnah. The Shavik Inish Midi Dislai Hanomine, Bobin Midi Deleslai Hanomine. So Adachsme al Kochoch, we only can understand the Gemara as follows. This person had two daughters, and both of these daughters were suitable and compatible for this chosen. Each one was a Metziah G'dayla, each one would make an excellent wife. So Memele, and for all practical purposes, the chosen wasn't choosy either. He said, I want to marry one of your daughters. I mean, the Mamash Meiradik, doesn't matter. And he said, Biti stama kadeshes lach. Biti bekadeshes lach. So me mele, so the Tana is telling us a mele de kizach. That the etzim, als the etzim shidduch, there's no reason to be boicha one over the other. So me mele, biti bekadeshes lach is, so the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, but if everything stims, and there's a plus on the ketana, that means, and he didn't say anything, so that gives me a right to assume that Mistami he meant the ketana, because the ketana, the kedushin of the ketana, the kedushin of the gedoyle, everything stims, and the ketana is a plus. You can get some money also. So Mistami, that is what biti means. The biti that we would understand he wants to marry off. That's mathematics. Hagavuchet is a Bichas Avram. The Bichas Avram asks Akasha. We're saying alumdis. That means that both of them are excellent Shidduchim. There's no svara to be to one ways over the other. So then there's alumdine. I mean, he meant this one because so like the Bichas Avram. But the Eidim, how could the Eidim be Eidi Kedushin? How do they know which one was married? So they'll say, they also know the Svara. They say, well, I'm telling you, he meant the Ketanah because he didn't get money. So that is not Eidis, that's Lomdis. That means an Eid has to be an Eid to, he's saying, well, he has to witness Kedushin. He witnessed something. And Lomdis, I figured that that's not Eidis, that's Lomdis. And they picked the Bichas Avraham Akasha. The Bichas Avraham says no. The Pshat is, the Lomdis tells us what the Taich Biti is. That means that's Nichlal and Biti. That means Biti in such a situation means the Biti so that's the Taich Biti. It's slitten the Welt, that is Mavara, which Biti it means. So Mamela, so that's good for Eidim Lekiyum. Fine. Frag the Gemara. The question is, Shabakin is midi this lay anomine, Bobet midi the last lay anomine. Frag the Gemara, Mila is kin and domberlei, Kedusha iloch. He says that the Mishnah is speaking about Shemene Mishlich, some is also speaking about that she told him you can keep the money. I mean, if this is the only case, the mission should have been more explicit. So, how does this work? Fine. How can she become the Kodeshes if the Kesef of Kedushin belongs to him? She has to be kind at first. How does it belong to him? She wants to say that we'll say within Orev. That means it's not worse. Then if I say 10 mona leploini v'kadosh ani loch, by giving money to the father, that's what she wants. But he brings, we had a taisa that your testament aleph, the whole din orev is, if she speaks to the makadosh, I mean she tells the makadosh, 10 mona leploini v'kadosh ani loch, so memele, and then he gives to the ploini, so that's good. So then it's ki'ilu, she got it. But if she didn't speak to the Mekadosh at all, and the father's here speaking to the Mekadosh, now my daughter said that, there's no Din Orev. The whole Din Orev is, if the Orev speaks to the Malva, and he says, lay out money and I'll pay. If the Orev speaks to the Malva, then there's a Din Orev. Or if Anisha tells a prospective husband, give money to Yen and I'll become a Kodesh. Then there's a Din Orev, then there's an obligation of Orev. But if she didn't speak, he was speaking about that the father spoke. So much it's how this works, so it's very problematic, but let's not get into this problem. Let's just be aware of the problem. Al Kaponim, so now we're back to another problem. So the Maisa we are speaking about, we have two daughters, which any one of these daughters would be ideal to become a Kodeshes, and there's no reason why he should want one to be married over the other. Afal Pikein, it says, ain't a boigeris pachlam. So the Gemara says, afilo hochi, there is another cheshbin to decipher which biti he means. Loi shavik inish mitzvah de rom yalei, ba'ovid mitzvah de loi rom yalei. Let us see what Rashi says. Says Rashi. Yeah. Pshita, the kivin the ancient Bible, the time of the day of Kadesh, the time of Kadesh. My bid it, I don't beat the beggars. I'm sure but you can do the Rashi, I'm sure you can do the Rashi. So we don't need this. As a night in the Dome Kabo, but speak much in Erem Ashliach. I would think a night in the Dome Kabo, but if he be suffering. But have a look at the Shem Esun Lebiya, Kamash Balon. Now what? He only meant the Ketana Nathan Del. Why? This lay hano. Shekes for the Dushar Shalai. Mila Yaskin and Kushe, the Chila Mashman Nami Masnisen, the Philomra like Kedushi Yishalach. Tani Nami then Abai Gaspachlau. Mishani in. Lochi, Leshovik, Inish, Bita, Ktanya, Daram Yale, Lassia, U Mitzvah, U Olof, Versives, Benay Seichem, Tnula Noshim. Now, when we had this Gemara already, Dachnun Olof Amid Bey, then I had mentioned the Birchas Avrom, that Tachsme asks, this is a Pelad Kizach over here. That means, as Benay, and I just saw now that Yelis HaShach asked the Kashe on this Gemara. As Bnei Seichem Tnula Noshim is a mitzvah that a father should marry off a daughter. So the Gemara says, how do you marry off a daughter? And usually, how do you marry off a daughter? So the Gemara says, yeah, you give her clothing and another, and then all of a sudden, you'll be hearing knocks on the door, and you'll, that's how you marry off a daughter. And from this pasuk we learn out is Adin Abisa Nechosem and Ksubus Benin Dichin. This pasuk, that's the obligation of a father to, yeah. So the mitzvah of Bnei Seichem Tnula Noshim is not a mitzvah to marry her off. The mitzvah is to make her popular Beinei Achasan. And that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah Nereise, to give an adam. To make sure that the kofziel is vine, that's the mitzvah. So why do we say all of a sudden on this posik that he wants to become a mitzvah? Well, he wants to become a mitzvah. He'll be mekayim a mitzvah by marrying off the gedolah. Also, the mitzvah is hastis to give an adam. You give an adam for the gedolah. You also mekayim a mitzvah. This is a problem. And to aggravate the problem, the Gemara says in the first parak, there's a mitzvah by a son to marry off a son. Now, how do you marry off a son? You can't. The mitzvah is that it's only b'shlichus of the son. You can't marry a son. You can't learn out also from this pasuk. It says to marry off the sons and the daughters. So I'll call upon him. So why? All of a sudden, there's a boigeres nismayit from this pasuk. So the Yelis HaShachar wants to say here, that's 100% true. There is. Let's just see the one more Rashi. No, there's no Rashi. Leilam yalei elishlich ba'almahu vihi yesh lodas lohasi yasatzma. That means, he says, there is zicha. In as Bnei Seichem Tnula Noshim, there are many pratim in this Kiyam HaMitzvah. There's a prat that give an adin, and this prat is Niskayim by a Boigeris also. But besides that, there's Ein Mikra Yaitzim Midei Pshutai, this Bnei Seichem Tnula Noshim, if you marry her off, so this is a kiyum of this posuk b'mloy muvan amilo. By marrying off the boigres, it's only like a pis, that's the drash of the posuk. So I say, and that I say an ansadi, a person would prefer to marry off the ktano, the chaparayim, this kiyum of tnu b'nai seichem lan, as b'nai seichem tnu lan noshim, which also includes marrying her off mamish. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Mich, yes, leisht, hey, kitei, bonit. Sagt die Mishnah weiter. Mich, yes, leisht, hey, kitei, bonit. So we have the Mishnah speaks about two cases. One case, he said, the Gedolah, and then again, so that we have a suffix, how many daughters fall into the category of G'dayla, then it says K'tana, which the whole thing is very repetitious. The Rameya says, because usually this is a complimentary title, you call the big, she's the big sister, the Kozman, the smaller one, so she's the big one. The older one. That could be. The Mamela Sosofik, we have three G'daylas. But when he's marrying the Ketana, ain't a maidele Rabbi Yosi, the Ketana lach tana the kulikarle. I mean, you don't call, he has four daughters, you don't call three of the four daughters Ketanas. It's not so complimentary. There when he says Ketana, it means the Ketana, the youngest one. V'yitma baha kama Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi said, if we'd only say the case of Ketana, so we're seeing Amir Kachidish and Rameya, that all of them fall into the category of Ketana. I would say then, Rabbi Yosi says, no, you don't call all the daughters Ketanas, because that's degrading. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's I need both cases. That means, if we would only say one case, I would misinterpret the Machlokes. I would say that the reason Rabbi Yosi holds by Ketana is because Ketana is most probably the youngest one. So that's if you say Gedoyla. So now that it says both, now I know a new Mahalach that a mayor holds that a person could say a daring loshen and rely that Ozicha remember, and then Rabbi Yosi says no, that a person like Mochazin Ishnapshu is fake. Correct the Gemara, Ve'ipcha Shaminelo. The Gemara says, I have a steer in this machlekes. So it's a machlekes of Mochazin Ish, Le Mochazin Ish. This now we learned a Mishnah, Noida Ada Pesach. Person made an eder that this thing should be also till Pesach. It's also Achi Yegiya. So it's also till will become Pesach. Let's touch other Pesach. What if he said Achi Yehei Pesach? So Yehei is a Yitaloshin, also Achi Yeitze. That means till the whole Pesach will pass over. At Pnei Pesach. Pnei means the Lifne till. At Pnei Pesach. Meir Oimer, also Achi Yegiya. Yeisi Oimer, Achi Yeitze. So what is Pshat? So Rameya holds that Pnei Pesach is Zicher, the Pnei Pesach is right before Pesach. Now you could have a multitude of Pnei Pesach. You could have the first day is the Pnei Pesach of the second day. The first hour of the last day is the Pnei Pesach that's still before the Pesach of the second hour. So Pnei Pesach could have a lot of things could go, could be nichlau in the word Pnei Pesach. And so here we see, but it's so that machlekes is lachayre, if moches inish nafshel is feike. So here, Rameya says, loy moches inish nafshel is feike, so he meant the close to Zach, which Pnei Pesach means, is right before Pesach, when comes Pesach, it's mutter. And Rabbi Yosi, well, people says he's also the whole Pesach, because who knows what Pnei means. So the ve'ipcha sheminelo. There's not a neider at the pesach at shegiya. At she pesach at shiyetsa. At nei pesach meyorayim also shegiya. Rabbi Yosi at shiyetsa. Amar Rav Chanina bar Rav Dimi. Amar Rav Tachlife. Amar Rav Mochlefes Hashita. It's a grais over there. You have to say Rabbi Meir holds at shiyetsa and Rabbi Yosi holds at shegiya. V'hasanya benichuse. Zeh klal kol shezmanei kavua. So we see klal from this beraisa that is a grais in the Mishnah and mochlefes ashita. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Tzichali flugi b'kedashis b'ti agdoi b'dashis b'ti aktana. V'ikam aramei kolom b'sofi. Shvachu la'odom likreis b'ti b'loshim gdoi lom yesh ktanim. And that's a compliment. Abo ktanim oide l'Rabbi Yosi. D'chol shu yoch likreis b'ti gdoi la'in koi ra'is aktana. Ad ha'peisach l'inyan d'dorim. Koinam she'eini nene loch ad ha-Pesach l'ini nedor. Koinam she'eini nene loch ad ha-Pesach osa ad she'yegia. She'nichtas l'rishimut. Mimo mat she'ei Pesach osa ad she'ei te Pesach. Kim doma lishne yiseiro ad she'yehei boit she'i Pesach kom. A boit she'yehei Pesach kom. Noda ad p'nei Pesach amirem ad she'yegia. M'she'yegia en kam p'nei Pesach. Fa'af al pi shekol yevim shepesach pneihu lechaveir. This is the lifnei of the chaveir. Lamachasini shnav shul sveiki sheitzorich lishol eizahu. He come a pnei kama de kulu kama that sicha the pnei pesach. Shu pnei shebekulu. Abi yeshem ad sheitz lechol chad chad a pnei lechaveir. Lo yodi haini afil achen avetchil osay pnei leseifo. Uchlev sashi tahachten nedorim. Vasanyi benichus vekoshes mani kevua. Mispar yemei meshech zmano yikavu. We know how long this is going to take. And Pesach v'yontet, mutikayitz v'kotzer abotzer. There is a different chesmen. Dimama ad pnei ayifil ad shei, eini osa el ad sheyigia. Kivin dein meshech zmano yikavu, shizem amai lichlo yiskayitz v'kotzerim zemache. So there we say le niskav. So there's no zman kavu, le niskav in ze alo tchilosei. Mishay yaschilu ha'om likzer.